Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Tommy, you are not going to like this.
What happened?
You have a blind loyalty to this grocery store.
Yes.
You take personal offense to any words spoken against them.
Civic pride.
Look, I didn't come up with this. It's a national survey. All right. But it does beg the question, if these two giants of grocery store America were to face off, are you sure that your beloved Wegmans would be the one that comes out on top?
Ooh. All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. Yesterday, Newsweek put out their annual survey, Top Supermarkets in America. And it is a survey that Wegmans once dominated.
Oh, yeah.
22, 23, they took the top spot, number one grocery store in America, according to consumers. But last year, there were cracks. They were dethroned. Pushing number two, bested by a grocery store called Great Wall.
Great Wall?
They sell, and I quote, Asian products in a Western-style operation. Folks rose up, and they said, that's not fair. That's ethnic food, and that is a separate category.
Yeah,
it agree.
Kind of is.
They agreed. They said, you're right. Yeah. Our bad. All right, so they took Great Wall out this year. Right. Don't got to worry about Great Wall in 2025. So that means Wegmans is number one, right?
You would think.
Wrong, bitch!
Who stepped up?
Wegmans is in second place behind Florida supermarket giant Publix.
Tommy's giving the thumbs down, by
the way. I shopped Publix for 20 years.
Look, they earned it, man.
No, they didn't.
They're number one.
When was the last time you were in one? Because I'm sure that they've...
When I go to Florida.
Oh, okay, true.
It goes in there.
I forgot.
Just get directions on how to get away
like,
from there.
I was wondering if you had been in like a newer one and seen like the changes that they've made.
Publix is great if you've never seen a Wegmans. Those families are tight.
Okay. You tell this story every time, and I have not seen this anywhere else.
So one of the things Danny Wegmans was when he started to encroach in the South was competing against Publix where those families were very close.
Where did you hear this story?
From Danny Wegman.
You don't talk to Danny Wegman. He wrote you an email one time.
He said it to the general public.
No, but you made it sound like you talked to Danny Wegman.
You know, I've communicated with him. I've waved and, you know, emails and stuff.
Okay, so for those who don't know, Wegmans and Publix are in a never-ending fight for America's best grocery store.
But Publix is, like, big.
And that's
just
it. It's
a big chain. It's all over the South.
That's just it. It's pretty amazing that Wegmans can even compete. Because we think of Wegmans as a monster. 109 locations, 110 locations now in 9 states.
Yeah.
Publix has 1,400 stores all over the South. The only state that Wegmans and Publix compete in together.
It's got to be the Carolinas.
Virginia.
Yeah.
So for Wegmans to come a close second
to
this chain that has 10 times the amount of locations, nothing to be upset about.
It is, but they don't have the class and the sophistication of a Wegmans.
Okay. It's interesting you bring that up, my friend.
Class and sophistication?
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
It feels like Rochester is unflinchingly loyal to Wegmans.
They should be.
And, yeah, for good reason. Look, right, despite Wegmans' massive success, they still feel like a locally run mom-and-pop place. I mean, you know, Danny still shows up in the store with a name tag on and, like, moves food around. It's a rare situation. But let's say Publix decides, you know what?
Yeah.
We're sick of this Wegmans crap. We're going to take them on and we're going to hit them where it hurts. They open up a Publix superstore on the other side of Pittsford Colony Plaza.
Oh, look at that.
They take over the Dick's outlet store.
They're facing each other.
Right there, looking right at you.
Almost sharing a parking lot.
Yeah. Tommy said that our families are close, but I don't care anymore. Tommy?
Yeah.
If Publix opened tomorrow, a superstore in the same plaza as Wegmans, which store would be more successful?
Oh, it'd still be Wegmans.
Why?
I think because they're so ingrained here.
So you think the loyalty to Wegmans would win out?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be the same thing. Like, if Wegmans went down to, like, where Publix is like a monster, like Miami.
Okay, Lakeland, Florida is where they're from. That would be their Rochester.
Right, but like, all right. So it'd be the same situation. I think they would, of course, they'd have a problem.
Okay, so let's put a pin in that, the last thing you said, because I want to loop back around to Rochester, Publix in Rochester. Mm-hmm. Kimmy, do you think Publix would succeed directly competing in Rochester?
I think even if they were like the exact same store, people would still have a loyalty to Wegmans.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be so far above and beyond a different experience, I think, for somebody to choose a different chain.
Because, like, right now, like, so they just opened up that Palace Wegmans did in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say Publix went into Manhattan.
Yes.
And they're going to compete with them for that Manhattan money.
Okay.
Wegmans is going to crush them.
Why? New York doesn't have the loyalty to Wegmans that Rochester does.
Right. But neither does Publix. So we're basing it now not on names, just on the experience of those two grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
And what Wegmans did is like a news story. And I don't think Publix could even come close to that.
All right. Do you hear yourself right now?
What are you going to drink? Florida champagne and crawdads? And they're going to sell bait and 12-gauge shotguns?
Look, man. You know I love Wegmans, right?
Yeah.
But you're being ridiculous to think that it wouldn't even be a fight.
Blowout.
All right, look, man, let's go back to Rochester.
They're Jordan.
Let's go back to Rochester.
Yeah.
Publix opens up in the Pittsford Colony Plaza. I think there would be an argument to be made that because Publix is so foreign to us, that curiosity would get the best of a lot of people, that they would at least go in.
I'm not debating that.
Okay, and if they had a pleasant experience one time, why would they not go in a second time?
Because you're not going to be blown away to break away.
You thought that was profound. You thought that was profound. Go home right now.
I should, because that's as good as it's going to get.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that. 252 WCMF, Wegmans has come in second place in Newsweek's annual Best Grocery Store in America to Publix, the Florida Giant, and it's always these guys, 1-2, 1-2 every year. So, like, if we talk about Publix just taking on Wegmans in Pittsford head-on, we do have a recent history to go off of.
What's that?
Well, Whole Foods, opened right down the street from the mothership.
Right.
Wegmans tried to block that for years. I mean, they were worried about it.
Yeah.
It opened anyways. It doesn't seem that Whole Foods is hurting Wegmans.
No.
But it also may be a bad comparison because Whole Foods sells like pretty much all their own items.
Right? Yeah, and people travel from different parts just to go to a Whole Foods.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They have some different things there.
Yeah.
But in other communities, people travel hours to go to Wegmans.
Yeah, true.
Like my sister-in-law, when they live in Philly now, so they have one. But when they lived in Delaware, they would drive the hour and a half with a cooler to fill up on Wegmans.
I've seen it.
And she's not even from Rochester.
But even when I went into that Whole Foods here, I wasn't like, oh my God.
Wait a minute, what?
I went in.
What?
I always check out the enemy, man.
Does Danny know about this?
Yeah.
Did you buy anything?
No. We went in together. Give me a ride. but I wasn't born like, oh, my God, I got to get that. They got that.
Well, you walked in with a negative attitude already.
Did. Me? No.
It was confirmation bias.
No.
You know, Kimmy, I'm sorry. Before you ask, I have a question. Danny Wegman, very hands-on.
Yeah.
Do you think Danny Wegman has disguised himself and gone in at Whole Foods?
No, I think you walked in. So Bob Wegman used to go in to those other stores and write down stuff what he saw. They all do.
Different time. I mean, like,
true.
Bob Wegman wasn't in court.
Somebody would have caught that with a phone.
The guy's a bajillionaire. Yeah. You don't think he's got good disguises?
No. Based on his outfits. He's got a canary yellow leather jacket on. He just got out of his Ferrari. I don't think he's blending.
Yeah, but isn't that 30% of people who shop at Whole Foods anyway?
Yeah, probably.
Kimmy, you were saying. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I guess I don't know last time I was in a Publix, but do they have that same, because Wegmans, people are really loyal to like Wegmans brand things within the store. Does Publix have that going for it too, where they make all their own stuff?
don't know.
Well, you just were in one.
I know. I've asked
Why don't
you.
Buy a lot of canned goods when I'm on vacation?
Not canned goods, but anything like you, any product you want in Wegmans, they pretty much have their own version.
So
of.
The one thing people love about Publix are their subs.
Oh, I've heard good things about the
like
Publix.
People go crazy about their subs and their Cuban sandwiches down there. People rave. They take them to the beach, take them to the pool.
Okay.
You know, those people will line up for it.
Ooh, Cuban sandwich does sound good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they do it right because they have some Cuban people making them.
Okay.
They send some down to Havana, but they never heard from them again.
We got folks calling. We got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get to us. And I'm glad Brant brought this up.
Oh, what do you say?
Well, no, it touches on something you said.
Yeah.
Brant says, I'm surprised Wegmans has never expanded to Florida. It feels like they would do well there with all the New Yorkers. Because you brought up a second ago, Wegmans would not succeed in Lakeland, where Publix is from, because of the loyalty there. And I disagree. I think Wegmans would have a way easier time succeeding in Florida than Publix would have in New York because of all the transplants.
Well, you got to go to those transplant areas.
Yes.
Like, you got to go to like Lauderdale, Miami, where it's heavily concentrated northeastern people.
I mean, bro, I think we're at the point now where life in those big cities have become so unaffordable.
Yeah, buddy of mine moved down there, does a show from there. A big shot down there. Throws his name around all the time. People go, who? What?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I'm really glad we get to relive this together again.
Okay.
There are some names that stick with you forever and ever and ever, right? And this man, we talked about him on the show only because of his name.
Yeah.
But he wants to get in on the public debate. 252-WCMF. Let's welcome Clay Forkle.
No.
Clay Forkle's on CMF. Hey, Clay, how are you, buddy?
Good, Duffy. What's going on?
Nothing. Forks.
Clayton. Wait, your name's Clayton? Clayton Forkle.
Well, yeah, Clayton. Full name, but I just go by Clay.
No, but I would go by Clayton Forkle is an even better name than Clay Forkle. Why are you not going by Clayton?
I go by either one.
Okay, you were saying.
Worse.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Clayton. I'm sorry, buddy.
So I'm from Rochester. I moved down to Knoxville, Tennessee about 6 months ago.
Because the name fits down there, man.
Bro, if you're named Clayton Forkle, you are obligated by law to move to Knoxville, Tennessee.
Transfer with Pepsi, and so right now I do my route down here. I have a Publix.
Okay.
Back home, I had a couple Wegmans. I did, and I gotta agree with Tommy that being in the Publix down here, it's nice, but they don't have the selection. And again, you know, it can vary store to store, but even just their selection, like you walk by the meat department, for example. They don't hold a candle.
Okay, now, Clayton, here's the thing. I appreciate the insight because, you know, you have experience with both. I do have to say I am disappointed.
Why?
He's got more of like
Why
a...
Why is that?
Well, no, his voice doesn't sound like Clayton Forkle, what I expected.
I wanted a twang.
You got to Forkle it up.
Yeah, thank you.
Bring on the Forkle.
Like, give me some kind of... You live in Knoxville now. You talk, I do the drive around. That doesn't sound like Clayton Forkle.
Give me another month, and I'll call back, and I'll have a perfect twang. You know,
all right, Clayton, sounds good. All right, buddy.
I'll throw a couple y'alls in there. And
right. Good luck, Clayton. Great to talk to you, man. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Clayton Forkle. 252-WCMF. All right, I see you guys on hold. Give us a sec. I want to get to the Instagram messages. People have just been pounding us, Tom.
Oh, yeah, what are they saying?
Ryan writes, tell Tommy not so fast, buddy.
What's that?
People have been going to other grocery stores like Aldi's to try and save money. That would be the big test. Could Publix undercut the price of Wegmans? And if so, I think people would be forced to shop there. It's a good point.
All right.
I mean, look, we have seen as prices start to fluctuate, people are going to stores they never thought they would go to.
I get that makes sense, like financially, but are you enjoying your experience at those stores more? Or are you just going out of necessity? You know what I mean? Like, just because you use other grocery stores doesn't mean that you still don't hold Wegmans to a higher standard.
Understood, but you could hold Wegmans to a higher standard if you're shopping at Aldi's. Aldi's is getting your money.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean? You're not enjoying the experience.
Okay,
that you're not enjoying it, it's just not the same.
You're not getting blown away.
Again, man, like, you're so...
Rolling poor. Shopping
while poor. Sorry. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got all of our out-of-town listeners getting in now.
Mm.
Gary, he's in Atlanta. Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great. I love the show every day.
Oh, love you, Gary. Love you.
Hey, so the thing about Publix down south, it doesn't hold a candle to Wegmans, but what they do offer is alcohol and tobacco.
They still sell cigarettes
in
Publix.
The Walmart shopper.
Okay.
Walmart is low end. You don't want to be the Walmart guy. You can't do the what's Kroger? Jesus Christ! You go broke.
Is Kroger expensive now?
I went into a new Kroger store once, and it was really nice. I was surprised. I didn't expect that from a Kroger.
I've only been in Kroger's in Michigan, and everything in Michigan sucks.
Yes,
so I thought Kroger sucked. But okay, all right. So, Gary, you're saying having shopped at both, you're still a Wegmans person through and through.
If they offered it down here, I would definitely be a Wegmans guy. I would drive an hour to go to Wegmans. We drive an hour to go to Bucky's, which is, you know, a truck stop.
Yeah, but that's a good brisket sandwich.
I get that. I would do that, too. Gary, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes.
That's Atlanta. I drive an hour to a Bucky's.
Bro, I want to make fun of him. If there was a Bucky's an hour, we'd both be going.
Oh, yeah.
Get in the car. Mm-hmm. We're going to get gas station brisket. All the out-of-towners writing us. William writes us on Instagram.
Yeah, what's he saying?
Duffy on WCMF. Easiest way to get us. He says, I'm down here in Florida. The only thing that Publix beats Wegmans in is the amount of locations. The people down here don't have loyalty to Publix like people do Wegmans. Publix just copies Wegmans like a little bitch.
Ooh. Ooh.
So are we the only community that has grocery store loyalty then?
Probably. Because it's a small town with a big chain like that. Yeah.
Okay. Does that make us sad? I feel like it makes us sad.
Maybe it does, but I'll take it.
I bet you like the hometown, they're like the original stores of a lot of those grocery stores, that town is probably very loyal to that grocery
store. So, like,
Lakeland,
Florida is loyal to Publix.
They've got to be.
Okay.
They've got to be.
We'll take one more call. 252-WCMF again. Wegmans bested this year by Publix in the Newsweek Best Annual Grocery Store in America. Tommy is bothered.
Yes.
I had asked if Publix came up here, would people be curious enough to go check it out? Tommy says, no chance. No chance. Lori will finish this conversation. She's on CMF. Hey, Lori, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Lori. What do you got?
Well, I moved to Florida about 2 years ago, and I'm telling you, Wegmans outweighs Publix by 100%.
Okay, are you saying that, though, because you're a Yankee biased?
No, I'm saying it because there is no comparison. Publix is way more expensive, believe it or not, than Wegmans.
Could that be because everything in Florida has gotten more expensive, though, based on the numbers we've seen recently?
That's a valid point, but it's like you were saying, there's the selection's not the same. I will say their customer service is really good, but if even all the transplants down here, which are quite a few, we'll say how much Publix is way more expensive. Most people shop at Costco, BJ's, Sam's, and stuff down here.
Okay. Yeah, because all of those Florida people, they got like 12 kids, and they film them on Instagram. We got a four-wheeler. Check us out. Now we're going to church for 9 hours. Lori, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right. I guess Wegmans wins.
Dunk.
Except where it matters
yes.
in this poll.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Lot of confusing stuff going on in this story.
What happened?
One, two-thirds of the room didn't think you'd get in trouble doing what this guy allegedly did. Two, after he did what he allegedly did,
yeah.
How did you think you were just going to waltz back in there and no one was going to say anything trying to get this back? Because it does feel... this story could be happening more over the next few months just based on, like, economic reasons. Mm-hmm. So maybe we should figure out how the hell this whole thing works.
Right, so whatever.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. The story comes to us from Ontario County. A 54-year-old man has been arrested after a very strange series of events.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts with this man bringing a female German Shepherd to a dog shelter.
Okay.
He said the dog had wandered into his yard and would not leave.
Okay.
He signed paperwork to the effect, turned the dog in over as a stray, and walked out.
All right. Sounds pretty standard.
So lucky for the shelter, the dog had been microchipped.
Oh, the chip, yeah.
Yeah, you got it. They scanned it. The dog, it turns out, was registered to someone in the area.
Oh, well, perfect.
Wonderful. They made contact with the man, the owner of the dog. He goes, great. And he came in to get the dog from the shelter. The only issue, the man who came in to get his microchipped dog was the same man who dropped the dog off as a stray.
Okay.
Boy, this is weird.
It turns out the 54-year-old man had been the owner of the German Shepherd the whole time.
He claimed it was a mystery dog.
You got it when he turned it into the shelter. When he got there to pick up his dog that he had already turned in, the shelter knew something was up.
This is a weird story.
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
At least according to police.
Yeah.
Because they were called.
Second thoughts?
So eventually, according to the story on News 8, the man admitted he brought the dog to the shelter because it had been aggressive towards his grandchildren.
Oh.
He then decided to try and get the dog back after his girlfriend came home and noticed the dog was missing.
Oops. Oh, he didn't think that was going to happen.
Did not think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So it turns out what this guy did is actually illegal.
So it's fraud?
Well, he was charged with falsely reporting an incident, animal abandonment, and making a false written statement.
Goddamn.
He has a court date coming up, and after all that, the dog is now back in the shelter, and they say the dog is in good health. So I get that this story is strange.
Yeah.
Right? I'm also confused why this is illegal.
Right. I mean, again, like it's like it's a frowned upon thing, but I kind of assume that a lot of people who bring dogs into the shelter, it's not always a stray. Sometimes it's just a situation where they can't keep the dog.
And they're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And maybe they're embarrassed, so they tell a different story.
Yes.
Whatever. I didn't think you could
make that
get
illegal.
In trouble, I guess, for the story you told.
Yeah.
As long as the dog is okay.
You're saying you said it's falsely reporting an incident?
Falsely reporting an incident, animal abandonment, and making a false written statement.
But you're not abandoning it. If I take it to a shelter, abandonment means I let it on the side of the road.
It's more
the excuse he used, or he gave that for the reason he's in trouble.
But let's talk about that, right? Because, look, I'm with you, Kimmy. I'm not saying what this guy did was great.
Right.
But it does feel like he did the right thing in a bad circumstance.
Yeah, instead of just, like you said, letting, you know, tying up the dog to business and walking away.
Exactly.
He doesn't sound like a bad owner of a dog.
Well, I would argue giving the dog away makes you a bad owner.
And not discussing it with your significant other first.
Yeah.
No, but if I was snapping at the grandkids, I kind of,
well, that's what he said after he came back.
Oh, I believe him.
All right, look, I would say I see him as a bad dog owner. I don't see him as a bad person.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Like, I mean, you're right, Kimmy. He didn't tie the dog
to abusive
pole. He didn't try to put the dog down.
I kind of always thought they took the dog in and looked in the other direction based on wanting to encourage people to take the dog instead of doing something else that could hurt the dog.
Exactly, because to your point, Tommy, I'm sure there is shame having to walk in to a shelter and say, I don't want this dog anymore. I can't handle this dog. I mean, maybe he didn't want people to think he was a bad person abandoning his dog.
But he's arrested, man. He's got to go get a lawyer.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Now, here's the thing. Like, I would think that being illegal would actually encourage people to do things that we would never want to
chase you away from the shelters. Yeah.
Exactly. Right? Like, it's very strange how well that worked out. And if there's a reason why, explain it to us. 252-WCMF, because we're not of this world. 252-9263.
So, yeah, he just wanted the dog to be safe.
I would think so.
At that point.
So I'm wondering, though, did he get in trouble more because he came back to try to get the dog back?
Well, that's how he got pinched.
Yeah, but it says...
it didn't seem like they were going after him until that point.
Well, I guess there was no way to disprove his story when he came in, right? So now that they know the story was false, they went after him. But I don't know, do they do an investigation? Because we have seen other stories, Kimmy, where people have turned in dogs as strays, and then it says, turns out they own the dog.
Mm-hmm. So, but like, I didn't think they got arrested for that.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's why we heard the stories, because they were in the news because they got arrested. I mean, do they investigate this stuff?
The dog detectives?
I don't know. I kind of thought shelters were having a hard time enough with everything they got going on.
Yeah.
But unless it was like a really bad situation...
I'm with you.
I kind of thought, like you said, they encourage you to bring them there instead of doing something else.
252-WCMF, talking about the story out in Ontario County. 54-year-old man brought in a female German Shepherd to a dog shelter, said the dog wandered into his yard, wouldn't leave, signed paperwork saying as much, handed it over. Mm. Lucky for the shelter, the dog had been microchipped. They scanned the dog, came up, registered to someone in the area. They called the guy, made contact. Guy came in to get his dog. Only problem, it was the man who turned the dog in as a stray. He said that the dog had been aggressive towards his grandchildren. He also said that when his girlfriend got home from work and saw the dog was gone, that became an issue. Tried to get the dog back. That was not successful. The dog is still at the shelter, and this man was arrested. The funny thing here,
what's that?
If there's a funny thing, he thought he could just stroll back into the same shelter
but
he dropped.
Nobody recognized you?
No one was going to say anything?
Yeah, that's a good point.
And, like, you signed paperwork with what I'm assuming is your own name.
Yeah.
You're also probably going to have to sign paperwork to get your dog back. I'd love to know.
That chip is registered to you.
To you, your name and phone number. How did you think that was just going to go smooth? Yeah. Why would you not send your girlfriend in to get the dog?
Perfect. Right.
Unless she was so pissed at you for what you did. You could do it yourself. Do it yourself. Right?
Oh, that guy's in such hell. Like, that dude is in such hell at his house.
And I would say maybe he got in trouble because it was her dog, but it was registered to him.
Yeah. Right.
So that wouldn't make sense either.
Well, I mean, it doesn't say it was her dog. It just says that she was upset.
Saying. Like, I could see him getting in trouble if it wasn't technically his dog and he did this.
You know what's funny? If it were all new people in the shelter, he's already in the system as having dropped this dog off, right? They were going to find out it was you. I mean, in reality, to the point you just made, Tommy, if the allegations here are true, he is in trouble in every way possible.
Oh, yeah.
He was afraid the dog was aggressive towards his grandkids, so his kids probably weren't happy.
Yeah.
He got rid of the dog without talking to his girlfriend, which might be the most insane part of the story.
Yeah.
How do you have a dog and a partner, and you do not discuss this?
No conversation?
Not one? Not even a text?
Yes.
Hey, dog's gone?
And then she had to notice that the dog was gone. He didn't even tell her, according to that.
Yeah. I mean, even if it is technically your dog, I don't think you're allowed to make a unilateral dog decision.
No.
Right?
Part of the family.
DEFCON dog.
Yeah. DEFCON dog.
But, like, and he's facing legitimate charges. This may be the first story we've had in a long time where it's a legitimate lose situation.
I do feel bad for the guy.
And the ass kicker.
What?
He doesn't even get the dog back in the end.
So, yeah, the dog stays in the shelter, right?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he feels guilty, I'm sure. His girlfriend's probably still pissed at him.
Could she go in and adopt because he's not family?
I don't know, because it would be in the house with this guy. They do check your house, right, Kimmy? Like, they have questions.
I don't know. I know they do some research. I don't know the extent, but I would assume in this situation, probably not.
Hachiroku.
Oh.
I think I finally got it.
Okay.
Writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. This story definitely encourages somebody to either take the dog out back, shoot it, or drive 50 miles away and dump it in a field somewhere. Getting arrested for doing the right thing, or at least the best thing in a possible given situation, creates worse outcomes. I would agree. But look, I'm not here to judge. There may be a reason why the shelter has to do this.
Yeah, maybe we're missing something.
I would love to know what that reason is. What could it be? Because I kind of thought, too, and maybe I'm wrong here. I'm not encouraging anybody to do this. I thought you could just, like, drop babies off at firehouses and not get in trouble. Is that a rule in New York?
I think they're still going to try to find you.
I think that's like 100 years ago.
Kimmy, can you Google if I'm allowed to drop a baby at a firehouse?
Like, you just drop it off and leave.
Yeah, or a hospital.
But you don't get in trouble?
I don't. I seem to remember a story a couple of years ago where people were
You mean like in a little bassinet by the door, you don't even knock and tell anybody?
Well, I think you knock. I mean, you got to knock.
And then you run?
Run as fast as you can because that's a baby. I mean, you know what I mean?
All right.
Okay, so it seems like, yes, in most states you can legally, facing prosecution, leave an infant at a fire station under the safe haven laws.
So is that in New York? Could you just make sure, does New York have a safe haven law?
Let's see. All right.
And again, I'm not encouraging people to do this.
Well, I always figured you could just, abandon a dog at a shelter. Just like.
Exactly.
Let it go.
I agree with you, but I find it funny.
You have to like bring it in. You can't just leave it outside.
No, but let's say overnight, I
think pull up to the shelter,
I tie the leash up to the doorknob, and I just screw.
That sounds like, based on this story, you're going to get arrested.
Can't do that anymore.
And they don't have that dog drop-off box
anymore.
Because
it's still putting the dog in danger, potentially. Yes, New York has a safe haven law.
Okay, so
I'm putting the dog in danger, but the kid's sitting in a bassinet all night?
Thank you. That's
weird. Well, but there's people at the firehouse.
It's still weird to me that I can just leave a baby at a door and face no trouble. And I get why the law exists. Yeah. I get it. I'm not saying the law's bad.
Yeah, but it seems risky.
But it seems weird that that's okay, but this guy just got arrested for a dog situation.
But the baby has to, it says, allows a parent to abandon a newborn baby up to 30 days of age.
Okay.
So you can't just leave like a toddler.
30 days, money back guarantee.
Well, that sucks because like my 14-year-old is really getting on my nerves lately.
Can't do it, bro.
Stay right here. Don't move.
Warranty's up.
I'll put her phone down on the ground in front of the firehouse and then good luck with everything.
Oh, God.
That's strange to me.
Yes, it is.
It is. But you're right. It makes sense for the safety of the child.
But they're more, okay, all right. And like, here's the thing. To like a point is made earlier. I know nothing else about this guy.
Yeah.
If the allegations are true, it's hard to see him as a bad guy.
No.
Because like in every turn here, it seems like his heart was in the right place, like cared about his grandkids, can't be mad about it.
Well, but that's also what he said after he came back and realized he may be in trouble.
But it also makes sense. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, it's logical.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't believe him?
Well, I mean,
you don't believe this man?
He could have said that up front, though.
But then you look like a bad, you can't control the dog. This way, the dog just wandered into my yard. I don't know whose it is. This way, it sounds like I don't know how to train a dog. I got no control over
it. Well, you said both.
But I can But you had to get the dog back. Yes. You had to get the dog back.
Well, but why would they give you the dog back if you tell them that?
That's the fly in the ointment
That's why I'm like, I don't really know what to believe.
Well,
here.
He got caught. So,
he just kind of seems like at this point, he's just saying whatever he can.
Okay,
fair enough.
To
get the dog back.
Fair enough. But if the story he gave is true,
yeah,
cares about his grandkids, gets rid of the dog. Brings the dog to a safe place, tries to get the dog back when his girlfriend wants the dog. I mean, those do, if the story's true, Kimmy, because you're not trusting anybody now, those do seem like the moves of a decent person.
Yeah. Right?
No? Kimmy hates him. Kimmy wants him gone. Kimmy wants to leave him in a bassinet outside a firehouse. All right, let's take a break.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
A story yesterday telling us something that is already a fact for a long time.
What is that?
Bless you, Kimmy, that a lot of people did not know. Dairy Queen, one of the most popular ice cream restaurants.
Oh, yeah, there. One of the originals.
Yeah, you got it. Except they don't sell ice cream.
What are they selling?
The FDA does not allow Dairy Queen to call what they sell ice cream.
Okay.
I am going to read you a quote. The soft serve that Dairy Queen uses for its famous blizzards only contains 5% milk fat. The FDA requires it to be 10% milk fat to qualify as ice cream.
Okay, so what is it then if it's not ice cream?
It is a frozen novelty, soft serve, ice treat.
Oh, it's an ice treat.
But it is not iced cream.
Because doesn't have enough fat in it?
So there's a whole bunch of different things. Yeah. It has to contain 1.6 pounds of solids to the gallon, weigh less. Whole bunch of weird stupid things. But for whatever reason, it sounds like it's better for you.
It doesn't have the traditional ice cream consistency.
Okay. It's just not ice cream.
All right.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Looks like it, tastes like it.
Okay, but it's not.
Okay.
You've been eating not ice cream this whole effing time, man. And if Dairy Queen were to refer to it as ice cream, they would get in serious trouble. Does this hurt Dairy Queen at all?
It ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Right?
it ain't gonna hurt nobody.
What are you, Clint Eastwood now? I mean, like,
no, man. I mean, people love that stuff. They're locked in.
So here's the thing. There are also plenty of ice creams when you go to the grocery store. When you look at the label, doesn't say ice cream on it at all.
Yeah, but it looks like ice cream to me. Even like other like frozen yogurt.
Yeah.
That looks like ice cream.
Gelatos look like ice cream. Gelato's its own separate thing.
I can't believe you're saying that as an Italian.
But it kind of looks like ice cream. I don't like gelato.
You don't?
No.
This is why we can't have food discussions with him.
I know. It's made for you. They give it to you in a tiny little cup to eat with your tiny little bites.
By the way, I also hate gelato. I'm on the anti-gelato
train. Well, I'm just not a sweet eater.
No, gelato sucks.
It's like Rome batch.
Which there was a lot of back then.
Oh, yeah, still is, I hear.
No, because my wife and daughters love gelato.
Yeah.
But they love it because they think it's fancy.
I don't know what they think it is.
No, everybody eats
it. Are you calling my wife and daughters posers?
It's like more
You call them posers.
Well, they are, but I'm allowed to say it. I made two of them, and I sleep with one.
But like anytime I see somebody going out for gelato, you're just trying to be cool,
man.
It's
like more concentrated ice cream.
Look at me, I'm on the Amalfi Coast having my gelato.
Gelato sucks. It sucks so long and it sucks so hard. And my kids always want it.
It's got a weird consistency to it.
Thank you.
Yes. I do love ice cream, but I also enjoy gelato. You can enjoy it. It's still good.
Because you think you're cool, man.
One or the other. You pick one.
Okay. I'm half Italian. Look at me. I'm Kimmy. I'm cool.
And frozen yogurt comes nowhere.
I still will pick ice cream over gelato, but I can admit that it's a delicious little treat.
Frozen yogurt comes nowhere close to ice cream.
But it looks like it.
No, it doesn't.
No, that actually
tastes
different.
What does it taste like? Does it taste like yogurt?
It tastes like a more bland ice cream.
It tastes like yogurt. Yeah, just with whatever,
cold.
With whatever flavor is in it.
But like frozen.
Yeah.
Sounds nasty.
Wait, are you asking if frozen yogurt tastes like frozen yogurt?
I thought it tastes like ice cream.
Have you never had...
I love yogurt.
Have you never had frozen yogurt?
No.
In your life?
I have not had frozen
yogurt. You lived through the TCBY boom of the late 80s. And you never had frozen yogurt?
Bro, I pass on most sweets.
I don't get you, man.
I've never had a Cadbury egg.
And you're an American.
I'm American. I also don't like the hell. Like it unloads in your mouth, man.
I love Cadbury
eggs. I bet you do.
Shut up.
I never got the Cadbury egg thing either.
That's because you're a nice girl.
I make omelets out of them.
Nice.
Yeah, I know I don't, you idiot.
No, you don't.
You
don't
make candy omelet.
You can't cook the Cadbury egg.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A story that went viral over the weekend, and it's not news. It's not breaking news. Yeah. It's been a thing forever. Dairy Queen is not allowed to call what it sells ice cream. It's like a frozen dessert or a frozen treat because technically, according to the FDA, it is not ice cream. And there are other foods like this also.
Yeah.
For example, Pringles are not legally allowed to call themselves potato chips.
Well, technically, yeah. Well, it does look kind of weird.
No, that's. Do you know why?
Well, because of what's in it. It ain't got no potato.
No, it's got plenty of potato in it. Oh, it's just pressed. They don't chip them. It's a bunch of potato, blah, and they press it all together in that shape so they can fit it in a can.
I just learned something else. I didn't think Pringles were potatoes.
Yeah, they're potatoes.
I thought it was like corn or something.
Well,
like
I'm sure there's other stuff.
Technically, they're not considered potato chips.
That's
though.
What we were just saying. Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, there's lots of food at the grocery store where you think you're buying something, and if you look at the product, there is nothing on the box that says it. I get why the FDA does this.
Yeah.
Right? It's just funny that they kind of sell it as like a punishment.
Like we're looking out for you.
Exactly. Like, if it tastes good, I don't think the majority of people care what it's made out of, right? And, like, if you're going to get a Blizzard, a frozen dessert that is so thick they can turn it upside down before they give it to you, did you think that, like, you were walking into a good food situation in the first place? Like, did anyone
see... Yeah, that stuff sticking to your insides.
Thank you.
Yeah. What sticks to that cup.
Kimmy, I'm convinced that I still have the first Blizzard I ever ate inside my colon.
Are they that thick?
Oh, there's... Bro, they... Yeah. You've never had a Blizzard?
That's the fun of it.
I'm serious.
They can mix anything in there.
The hook to the Blizzard, and I believe you get a free one if they don't do this, they take it out the window when they hand it to you. They turn it upside
down.
They
really do that?
Yes, and then they hand it to you because it's that thing.
They do it every time?
Yeah, it's like their thing.
Oh, I never knew that.
And on the receipt it says, if we don't turn it upside down, you get a free Blizzard.
Wow.
And one time, I didn't turn it upside down. But I'm cool, so I let them slide.
Wow.
But I totally could have got my
free Blizzard. Because you could have saved a dollar.
No, those things are like $4 or $5 now. Wait,
a Blizzard's $5?
Well, I'm not getting a little Blizzard. Oh. If I'm going to Blizzard, I'm getting, well, it's not like it's like massive.
Bucket.
No, it's like that. It's like a standard Blizzard. It's like $4 or $5.
All right.
You know how hard it is to make frozen, it's expensive to make frozen dairy desserts these days.
Okay, so it ranges from like the smallest one, it's about $4, to the largest one, which is around $6.
I don't want to know.
But I don't know if different flavors cost more or less, too.
I don't want to meet the man that can eat the biggest Blizzard.
It's 21 ounces.
You want to meet your brother?
No.
That boy's got Blizzard all over him.
Like, if I was with...
That's a Blizzard belly.
If I was with Ryan, and he was like, I'm going to get the biggest Blizzard, tell him...
He can pound it.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be good when it's over, man.
No, it never is.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's too much frozen dairy dessert for any human.
Big man full of dairy.
We'll wrap it up with this. Leanne writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, Dairy Queen, quote, I was going to say bleh, but then we called it bleh, and the government was all like, nah.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.